This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In Aurora, the city council this week demanded the company that runs an ICE immigration detention center there cooperate with a public health investigation into a case of tuberculosis in the facility. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
TB is a serious, infectious, but curable lung disease that can be fatal if untreated. A detainee tested positive for active TB more than a month ago, but Geo Group, which runs the facility, and ICE have refused access and information to public health authorities. Aurora's city council approved a statement calling on Geo and ICE to cooperate. Mayor Mike Kaufman says it isn't about immigration.
It's simply a public health question, and it should be addressed accordingly.
ICE says there are now no confirmed active cases there, but offered no proof. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Scientists are launching a new effort to improve estimates of how much water evaporates from major reservoirs in the upper Colorado River Basin. The research comes as water managers negotiate new rules for sharing the river's increasingly strained water supply. Evaporation is one of several factors they have to account for when balancing how much water is available. Desert Research Institute scientist Chris Pearson explains.
Improved estimation of the timing and the magnitude specifically for reservoir evaporation will strengthen our water budget estimates.
Pearson says the goal is to give water managers a clearer picture of how much water is available as they make difficult decisions about the Colorado River's future. The Denver Broncos training camp started today. Veteran players reported for their first official practice at their new facility at Broncos Park. The team will hold its first open practice for fans on Friday. This is CPR News.